time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Marcy Loveless. She is with Carbon Caring for Kids. We're going to talk about the organization itself, what they do for the area. Plus, you know, they still need help. They're still always going to need help. But this year, it's going to have to be a little different. So we're going to talk about that as well. Marcy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
So let's start out with letting people know what Carbon Caring for Kids does, what the organization is all about.
Yeah. We are a nonprofit organization where we provide weekend food kits for kids in the area who are needing just a little bit extra help, whether it's families that are needing help or from kids that aren't getting anything. It's a wide range of kids that we help, and we have seen story after story of how parents have really appreciated it. The kids especially appreciate it. They're super excited to get their bags every weekend, and it's just a fun thing to watch, and the counselors just express a lot of gratitude for the stuff that we are able to do.
And really, you know, in talking in the past about it, the counselors are kind of an integral part of mm-hmm. everything that goes on. They
yes.
kind of let you know
they are key.
How many kits and all that stuff that goes, and that's throughout the whole school district,
yep.
right?
Yep. In Pinnacle, too, we do 7 schools, and the counselors give us a number, and we go off of that number.
And so they kind of let you know what's needed and all those kinds of good things.
Yep.
Now, I know some people don't like talking about it themselves. But you won a very, very fun award last year. You were nominated by a local teacher. Let's talk about that for just a second.
Sure. It's the NEA award, I believe is what it was. And it's basically a non-teacher award given to someone who is helping children in education. And Chelsea, a counselor from Creekview, she's the one that nominated me. And I'm not sure what it all entails because we haven't had the banquet. The banquet got delayed because of COVID, but we'll see.
It's just a great thing. It's kind of just acknowledging you and the organization for what you've done for kids here in the area. And it's a great thing. It really is, because there are those kids that need that every now and then.
Right.
All right. So let's talk about the kinds of things that you guys need as far as donations and food donations and things like that. What do you need to put in these kits to fill them?
So all of the food that we have in these kits, they're all something that the kids can open and create and make themselves. It's not something that takes a lot of preparation. So things like fruit cups and go-go squeezes, the Chef Boyardee dinners, tuna and crackers, everything is open up and be able to eat. We do put fresh fruit and carrots in there as well, and peanut butter and just the bread with peanut butter and jelly, so they can make their own sandwiches. So the kids are able to do it all 100% if they're needed.
And so those are the kinds of things that you always look for when you're taking in donations.
Yeah, so we buy in bulk a lot of stuff. So the stuff that we are asking for donations from the community are like fruit cups, the go-go squeezes, and snacks, any kind of individual snacks. We ask for those all the time.
Okay, and this year we kind of alluded to it just a bit. This year things are going to be different.
Yeah.
Because of the distancing guidelines and things that you're trying to follow. Usually you have more than, you know, looking on your Facebook page, you have usually more than enough help when it comes doing these bags.
We're never short with help, but this year we will. I never put a limit on how many people are able to come and pack the kits, but this year we will put a limit between 5 to 8 people to come help, just so that it's not so crowded in my basement and be able to provide some distance as we're packing these kits.
So you still need the volunteers.
Correct.
Are you going to have them get a hold of you and like maybe sign up, that kind
yes,
of thing?
Yes, so I will put on the Facebook, our Carbon Caring for Kids Facebook group page, and I will put out there and say, okay, it's time for volunteers to sign up, and we will just first come, first serve, and I'll put you on the calendar, and we do it Tuesday nights. And it'll be the same as years past. The only difference is we'll just ask you to limit it to around 5 to 8 people.
Because it is, once again, it's a great thing. And like I said, every time your basement, it better be pretty big, because you get a lot of people in there helping you
a lot of the time. We get a lot of people.
And that's just one reason, because it's such a great organization to do. Now, you were saying you were talking about a Facebook page. That's the best way to get a hold of you guys,
yes.
right?
Yep.
So what is the Facebook page and all that
Carbon
stuff?
Carbon Caring for Kids. It's a group Facebook page. It's not a page, it's a group. And okay. you just request to be added, and we just add you. And usually every Monday or any kind of announcements that we make that we need or anything, we usually put on that page. And if it's something that you just want to get at the store every time that you're there, you just grab a box of fruit cups. And drop-off points are Carbon Print and Design, Loveless Ash Company, and My Home, which all the address and information is on that group.
Okay, and that's, once again, too, like you said, that's where you can go to see what you need.
Right.
And so that's a great, great piece of information there. So once again, it is Carbon Caring for Kids, and they do such great things within the community. If you want to help, the best place to look, just check out her Facebook page. All the info's on there. Everything that they're going to need is on there. And you know what? Get out this year and do something fun, because it looks like you're always having fun.
It is
and
fun.
And you know what? And it just gives you that feeling, that good feeling.
Yeah, I get lots of kids after we pack kits. They come up and say, "Can we come next week to do it?" Because they love it. We get so many people that are helping, and it's such a great thing to see coming from the community.
All right. Marcy Loveless with Carbon Caring for Kids, thank you so much for taking out the time to join us today, and thank you for everything that you do for the community.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Now, for more information on this interview or interviews like this, you can always head on over to our webpage, KOALITV.com. Also listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.